keep your mouth shut. And now all of a sudden you're beginning to express it. As you go through the anger stage and you begin to get all that out of you, it's almost like a cleansing process. As you begin to get all the anger out of you and all the frustration out of you, the next stage is kind of special and beautiful. You will then begin to feel the stage of sadness. You will begin to feel the stage of emptiness, and you become extremely sad. And as that sadness sets in, it's almost like you're now beginning to grieve. You're beginning to cry. You're beginning to realize what wasn't. And now all of a sudden, all those feelings come inside of you. It's very beautiful and special, but you need to be with people and be around people to share it with. Because what's happening is you are now beginning to give yourself permission to cry, to give yourself permission to feel feelings, to give yourself permission to begin to experience the change process occurring inside of you. As you begin to experience this, all of a sudden, you will begin to release and let go of the victims inside of you. You'll begin to let go of all the things you've held on to for a long period of time. As you begin this process, what also happens to you is you now begin to experience deep down inside. You begin to experience a tremendous sadness, a grieving, and a crying. And I have seen people in recovery as they went through the sixth and seventh step just not understand why they're crying. You don't have to understand. Just cry. Feel. Let it happen. You'll also find yourself going through another stage. The next stage is kind of interesting. You will find yourself starting to, because you're going through the sadness, you will find yourself starting to bargain. You'll find yourself starting to try to make deals. You'll try to go back and try to straighten it out because you'll start feeling guilty. All these crazy mixed up feelings will bounce around inside of you. And it's almost like as you write the letters, as you release this stuff, as you let it go, it's extremely important. That's why we tell you in the letter writing technique, as you write the letter, then eventually you'll get to the point where you will experience what we call in the grief loss separation process, the acceptance. I will now be able, as I write the letters, to sit down and write to my father and tell my father everything I always wanted to tell him. I will now be able to tell my father that I love him and that I feel deprived because I didn't get the things that I need. But I'll be able to honestly and truthfully take these letters and write them. And what I'm doing is I'm writing all the negative first, and then I'm going back and writing my needs. As I begin to write my needs, what I'm doing is I am actually putting on paper. I am now beginning to experience deep down inside of myself all the things I always wanted. And it's a sad process. It's scary. As I begin to address my mom and say to my mom, Mom, I love you. I care about you. I needed all these things from you. These are my needs. I am now beginning to communicate and talk and give my little child inside of me permission to release, permission to let go. What I am doing is I am looking at the defects of my life and realizing what they are. What's so beautiful about the grief loss separation process is that you actually begin to experience the death process. You know as well as I that everything in our life, even our addictions, even our negative situations, there comes a point we have to give them permission to die. And as you give them permission to die, it means that you have to begin to let them go. Letting go is a real scary process. Because for many of us, realize that these situations, that all these situations in our life that we're talking about have been part of us for such a long period of time. And now we have to begin to give ourselves permission to say goodbye to them, to let them go, to begin to experience.